From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the New Year's Eve attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkish security forces claim to have made 8 detentions in connection with the attack, which killed 39 people. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack, as a manhunt continues for the attacker. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Citing security sources, Turkish media reported Monday the gunman in the nightclub attack is believed to have come from a Central Asian country, either Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Turkish or Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 wounded Monday when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. French President François Hollande is told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials.
Il est en effet très important.
He vowed that the Islamic State will soon be beaten. He then visited the autonomous northern area of Kurdistan to meet with French troops there and to talk with local officials. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes. He also plans to offer his thoughts on where the country heads as a new administration prepares to take office. This is VOA News. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about U.S. government allegations of Russian hacking during the recent elections. Spicer said Trump will talk about where he thinks things stand, but will not reveal any privileged or classified information on the matter. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed and 17 wounded in 2 suicide car bombings near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility. Both explosions took place near Medina Gate, one of the main entrances to the airport. Several houses collapsed from the explosions and Peace Hotels sustained heavy damage. Efforts were taken to account for people who may be buried under rubble. Turkey's military says 22 militants were killed when its warplane struck Islamic State targets in Syria. In a roundup of recent military activities, the Turkish military also said Russian aircraft destroyed IS targets near the Turkish town of Al-Bab, which is controlled by IS. Turkey's military operation, named Euphrates Shield, began more than 4 months ago in an effort to force IS militants away from Turkey's border. Spanish and Moroccan officials say at least 800 sub-Saharan African migrants stormed a border fence Sunday between Morocco and Ceuta, an autonomous Spanish city on the northern coast of Africa. 5 Spanish and 50 Moroccan police were injured, 10 seriously. The migrants tried to break through the fence using rocks and metal bars. A manhunt is underway in Bahrain for 10 escaped inmates. The 10 had been convicted of terrorism. They escaped when gunmen stormed the prison. Bahrain's Interior Ministry said on Twitter that 5 members of a terrorist group armed with automatic rifles and pistols attacked Jaw Prison, located south of the capital of Manama, on Sunday. No one has claimed responsibility. 1 police officer was killed, another wounded. At least 60 people are dead following a prison riot in Brazil's northwestern Amazonas state. Authorities say the death toll could climb. Officials say the trouble started Sunday at the Anicio Jobim Penitentiary Center in Manaus. The uprising was brought under control Monday. Authorities in Gambia have shut down a private radio station, Taranga FM, which translates news from Gambian papers into local languages. It was ordered shut by national security officers on Sunday for unspecified reasons. The action comes amid rising political tensions in Gambia, where the president is refusing to concede defeat in recent elections. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.